What's up, K-State Nation? This is another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, Daily Edition, coming to you on another Monday, folks, July 18th, 2022. Eddie Greer, host of this Purple Project Podcast, which, for those of you new to the podcast, is all about covering all things Kansas State sports. Folks, I was not going to record a daily today, but, however, news came up that I'm just getting caught up on, and I figured, why not? Of course, I'm shrinking my, during the summer, I've been shrinking my dailies down to only 3 days a week. That doesn't include our still going of the weekly edition of the Purple Project Podcast weekly with my co-host Alex Aiden as well. So, again, that's going to keep going pretty much all the way throughout the rest of the year. Obviously, we slowly get prepared for K-State football, and we'll dive on this even more on this week's edition. The rest of the non-con, me and Alex talked about it on a recent edition of the Purple Project Podcast weekly edition, which is out now, episode 109, wherever you get your podcast, about where are the other opponents going to fall, meaning the other non-con opponents. Well, that answer question has been answered today. We'll take a deeper dive on into it at the end of the week, the rest of K-State's opponents in the non-con schedule. But we do know who got drafted in the MLB draft last night. I did watch most of the first round, and one of our own got drafted in the eighth round. That, the home run king here at K-State, Dylan Phillips, get drafted last night by the Los Angeles Angels last night. The two-way player who ended up being somewhat of a closer at the end of the year. Dylan Phillips, who had, eight saves to end his tenure here at K-State. He got drafted in the eighth round, number 238th overall there last night. Today, excuse me. So, yeah, I did watch it. Okay. I did watch the first round last night. And today, somewhere this morning, he got drafted. Dylan Phillips did this morning. In the eighth round. Again, for those of you who haven't been keeping with baseball, again, covering all things K-State, Dylan Phillips was a two-time All-Big 12 second-team selection, is the first Wildcat taken in this year's MLB draft, and the fourth K-State draft pick in the top 10 rounds over the last 4 years. Remember, Jordan Wicks last year he got drafted in the first round by the Chicago Cubs. In 4 seasons at the K-State, the Omaha, Nebraska native compiled 44 career homers, breaking the previous record of 37, which was set this past year. Scott Popard had it. Now Dylan Phillips has it. And also, Dylan led the Cats with 13 home runs to go with 13 doubles, 44 runs batted in, 8 steals, and a batting average a little less than over 300, 283 average. He led or tied for the team lead in home runs in each of the 4 seasons at K-State. A preseason All-American and preseason All-Big 12 pick, Phillips was named Big 12 Player of the Week on April 5th after becoming K-State's home run king. He was also named Cosada Academic All-District First Team and Academic All-Big 12 First Team. I believe we covered that on past dailies on the Pro Project Podcast here. Additionally, the left-hander made a career-high 16 appearances on the mound, and he made one start last season, or this past year, I'm going to say, with a 2.66 earned run average while collecting team-leading 8 saves. Boom! He struck out a career-best 26 hitters in 21 third innings. Work! Just 3 walks as opponents. Only hit less than 200 against Dylan Phillips. So he was a big-time hitter when it came, not only just on the plate, but on the mound as well, as Pete Hughes really relied on him late in the second half of the K-State season. As well here, yes, it marks a second straight draft with which the Angels have selected a Wildcat. Oh, you got to go back to left-hander Eric Torres, who was selected by the Angels in the 14th round last year. So Eric Torres, yeah, we forgot about him in there as well. So Los Angeles loved drafting K-State players. So that's the second year in a row that Los Angeles Angels get a Wildcat here, K-State Wildcat. So Dylan Phillips, at some point, it's going to be reunited with Eric Torres somewhere as he's trying to get to the big dog, the Major League Baseball club as well. Exciting stuff coming from Major League Baseball once again. K-State baseball, hey, and you know, I mean, I know we were hard on Coach P. Hughes this past year, but man, I mean, he's taking care of these players. Obviously, Jordan Wicks, Eric Torres, and now Dylan Phillips. Now that is three Wildcats. So we know we got Major League Baseball talent here in Manhattan, Kansas. Now, hopefully, I know we're jumping the gun way too early, but hopefully in the next year, hopefully Pete Hughes will continue that trend. And again, I'm not going to go dive on the deep end right now. We're going to celebrate Dylan Phillips as he got drafted today by the Los Angeles Angels in the eighth round. Again, another reminder as well, Jerome Tang's non-con schedule got filled out today as well. So a lot of things starting to, dominoes starting to fall here in the second half of the month here. August is only a couple weeks away, and our partner, AutoFest 2022 Rally in the Valley, August 6th, a couple of Saturdays away, folks. If you're here in the listening area or interested in entering your classic antique car into this contest, you might want to check that out. Again, all the information is in the Pass Daily labeled quote-unquote Rally in the Valley. Make sure you download and check that out as well. If you're coming from out of state, you listen to this podcast, and you're planning on going, make sure you get down there and you tell those folks down there who are responsible for putting on this event. Tell them the Pro Project Podcast sent you as well. I'm going to remind you this, another thing as well. On the end of that weekly edition, episode 109, we talked about our DMs being open. Well, they are open for business, folks. You have questions about K-State sports, or you have intrigue from me and Alex, what we think about this or that, just shoot us an email. Not an email, or direct message on Twitter. I'm at Eddie_3GAFA Aiden. Is my co-host Alex Aiden as well here. We hope to kick this thing off in August. I'm only doing this once a month. So, yeah, plenty of time to get your questions submitted via Twitter, as well as we get here less than 50 days away from kickoff at Bill Snyder Family Stadium, 6 o'clock Central Time against South Dakota State, September 3rd. So you have any questions or anything curious, all things K-State, make sure you direct message, DM me or my co-host Alex as well. We're going to try to be a little more consistent promoting this out. So hopefully we can get some questions in here. It'll be solely a questions, a mailbag episode, strictly on questions. So you interested in getting, hey, your questions might be on the podcast, the inaugural episode. So definitely you want to get a jump on start on that, definitely get some in. So again, my Twitter handle is at Eddie_EG3. My DMs are open. You got any questions about soccer, football, basketball, Jerome Tang, we might have answers for you. So I definitely want to get that out. The Purple Project Podcast, get it wherever you get your podcasts, folks. That's going to wrap up on a busy, busy Monday here in Manhattan, Kansas. This is another edition of the PPPD edition of the podcast. Eddie Greer, go Cats. Have a good rest of your Monday. You have been listening to the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats.